not this is Sunday morning, 9/1/24, the Prophet's Corner Uncut. We're going to look at a second part of the parables of Jesus. We probably won't get through all of them. We'll probably just read a few. But this is what the Lord said to me. Let's first go to Matthew chapter 6. Jesus gave this prayer to his disciples to pray. Are we a disciple? Yes, we are. I think if we could just get people to pray this prayer in agreement, say the whole body of Christ praying this prayer, what results would we see from that? Right here, start with verse 9. After this manner, therefore, pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. This is what the Lord said here. If my people would just pray this prayer, it would be of great benefit, for it denotes or demotes heaven and earth, my kingdom coming and deliverance from evil. So why do so many have an escape mentality? My message was not about going to heaven, but occupying until I came. The enemy has sowed tares among the wheat, and the leaven has leavened the whole lump. My church has been looking at it wrong. The great escape is a doctrine of men. All my parables were about the kingdom operation and my coming back for an accounting of what he left for us to do. Now, some have gone on to heaven. They ran out of time, but nonetheless, that was the commission, right? Going to all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. All right, here's the parables of the Bible. We're going to look at a few of them. All right, the first one's Matthew 5. It's in Matthew and Mark. It's in Matthew 5:13 and Mark 9:50, so we'll just look at Matthew 5:13. It says, "You are the salt of the earth, but if the salt have lost his savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is thenceforth good for nothing but to be cast out and to be trodden underfoot of men. Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven." So we're here to be the light to a lost and dying world. All right, the next one is, don't put your lamp under a bowl, is what it says here. This is Matthew 5:14 through 16, which I just read to you. All right, let's go to Matthew 7. Lord quickened to me that Jesus taught about the kingdom. That was his message, was the kingdom. It wasn't the great escape. It was the kingdom. All right, Matthew 7:24. No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and depart or despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. Therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what you shall eat or what you shall drink, nor yet for your body, what you shall put on. Is not the life more than meat, and the body than raiment? Behold the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are ye not much better than they? Which of you by taking thought can add one cubic unto a stature? Why take ye thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you, that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is, and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Therefore take no thought, saying, what shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? And wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for the morrow, for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof.
Did you say Matthew 6 or 7?
I said 7 and I read you 6. But think about it. What do most people do? They worry and fret about everything. And every system of the world has to do with us buying their insurance and buying their this and buying their that. Well, he told us to seek the kingdom, right? Seek ye first the kingdom of God. Did he say seek heaven? No! Kingdom of God. In the kingdom of God, there's no fretting and no worrying because everybody's taken care of. You just go about the master's business. All right, now we're going to do seven. That was good, though. They should have put that in there. I got this from the Chara Project. It's a list of parables in the Bible. I looked it up. Instead of going through each one trying to find them all, it was listed. All right. All right, this is Matthew 7:24. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. The rain descended, the floods came, the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was found upon a rock. And every one that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand. The rain descended, the floods came, the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. And it came to pass when Jesus had ended these sayings, the people were stonied at his doctrine. For he taught them as one having authority and not as the scribes. See, the scribes were under that poisonous tree. Jesus was talking about how they operate in heaven and how they're going to operate on the earth, the kingdom of God. Okay, go to 9. Matthew 9:16. No man putteth a new cloth unto an old garment, for that which is put into fill it up taketh from the garment, and the rent is made worse. Neither do men put new wine into old bottles, else the bottles break, and the wine runneth out. And the bottles perish, but they put new wine into new bottles, and both are preserved. In other words, you can't get it if you don't renew your mind. If you don't allow God's wine to be poured into you, you're still under the poisonous tree. Right here, the Matthew 13 next. We'll just keep them all in Matthew. There's some of them have three accounts. Jesus taught about the kingdom in his parables. And the dopes didn't get it. But the people that were hungry for God, they got it. Okay. 13. The same day, verse 1, Jesus went out of the house and sat by the seaside, and great multitudes were gathered together unto him, so that he went into a ship and sat, and the whole multitude stood on the shore. And he spake unto them in parables, saying, behold, a sower went forth to sow. And when he sowed, some seeds fell by the wayside, and the fowls came and devoured them up. Some fell upon stony places, where they had not much earth, and forthwith they sprang up, because they had no deepness of earth. Why did Jesus come? First of all, he came to take away our sins. Then why was he coming? To tell us about the kingdom that our sin was taken care of, now God could establish his kingdom in the earth. That's what he came to proclaim for those that would hear. And when the sun was up, they were scorched because they had no root, they withered away, and some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprung up and choked them. But other fell into good ground and brought forth some 100-fold, some 60-fold, some 30-fold. Who hath ears to hear, let him hear. And the disciples came and said unto him, why speakest thou unto them in parables? He answered and said unto them, because it is given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it is not given. In other words, you're going to have to be serious, and you're going to want to know about God and his ways. It's not going to just be heaped on pigs. In other words, pearls before swine. For whoso hath, to him shall be given, and he shall have more abundance. But whosoever hath not, from him shall be taken away, even that he hath. Therefore speak I to them in parables, because they seeing, see not, and hearing, they hear not, neither do they understand. See, only the ones that were hungry for God were going to get it. That pearl of great price is another parable. In them is fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah, which saith, by hearing ye shall hear and shall not understand, and seeing ye shall see and shall not perceive. And too, the gospel was hidden from them. That the devil just fell right into his hands, didn't he? Jesus talked in parables. Devil didn't figure it out. Kind of like the deep state. They're just letting, he said, never try to destroy an enemy while they're destroying themselves. Same plan. For this people's heart is waxed gross, and their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes they have closed, lest at any time they should see with their eyes, hear with their ears, should understand with their heart, and should be converted, and I should heal them. But blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. For verily I say unto you that many prophets and righteous men have desired to see those things which ye see and have not seen them, and to hear those things that ye hear and have not heard them. Hear ye therefore the parable of the sower. When anyone heareth the word of the kingdom and understandeth it not, then cometh the wicked one and catcheth away that which was sown in his heart. This is he which received seed by the wayside. But he that received the seed into stony places, the same as he that heareth the word and anon with joy received it. See the anons in there? Every time I see that, I can't help but say, there's the anons. Yet hath he not rooted himself, but endureth for a while, for when tribulation or persecution arises because of the word, by and by he is offended. He also that receives seed among the thorns is he that heareth the word, and the care of this world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and he becometh unfruitful. I tell you what, that other system is all about care. Take care. Take care. It's even on the Kleenex box. Take care. It's a cliche. Take care. Take care. Their narrative. Don't let Father care for you. You take care. That's why we're in the mess we're in, y'all. Taking care. But he that receives seed in the good ground is he that heareth the word and understandeth it, which also beareth fruit and bringeth forth some 100-fold, some 60-fold, some 30-fold. Then he goes on again to talk about another one, the wheat and the tares. The kingdom of heaven is likened to a man which sowed good seed in his field, but while men slept, his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat and went his way. And when the blade was sprung up and brought forth fruit, then appeared the tares also. So the servants of the household came and said unto him, Sir, didst thou not thou sow good seed in thy field? From whence then hath it tares? And he saith unto them, An enemy hath done this. The servant said unto him, Wilt thou then that we go and gather them up? He said, Nay. Lest while we gather up the tares, ye root up also the wheat with them. Remember the tree that was left in the ground after Nebuchadnezzar was judged? He became a good ruler after that. But his tree, that Babylonian system, was left in the earth until that mountain. It's going to break the toes. Yeah. That's the end of the 6,000-year earth lease, is what I believe. Let them both grow together until the harvest. We all know about the marriage supper of the Lamb and the harvest, right? These are going to be bundled and burned. The kingdom of heaven is like to a grain of mustard seed, which a man took and sowed in his field, which indeed is the least of all seeds, but when it is grown, it is the greatest among herbs and becometh a tree, so that the birds of the air come and lodge in the branches thereof. In another parable he spake unto them, a kingdom of heaven is likened to leaven, which a woman took, hid in 3 measures of meal, till the whole was leaven. And all these things Jesus spake unto the multitude in parables, and without a parable spake he not unto them, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophet Isaiah, I will open my mouth in parables. I will utter things which have been kept secret from the foundation of the world. He came to reveal the kingdom of God. Even God's going to come and dwell with us. That's what he wants. That's what he's always wanted. That's what he wanted from the very beginning. Oh, heaven's not our home. I mean, heaven is our home. I've heard that so many times. I just want to, whatever. This go, earth is no good. We're going to go. Heaven is our home. No! Is that what he taught? Oh, heaven's our home. Just sit on your suitcases. I'll come get you. No, he didn't say that. Not anywhere did he say that. All right. Get off my soapbox. All right, let's go on. Because this is full of parables. Well, let's keep on here. We'll do this one. This will be the last one. The tares explained. Now Jesus sent the multitude away and went into the house, and the disciples came unto him, saying, declare unto us the parable of the tares of the field. He answered and said unto them, he that soweth the good seed is the son of man. The field is the world. The good seed are the children of the kingdom. But the tares are the children of the wicked one. The enemy that sowed them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the world, and the reapers are the angels. As therefore the tares are gathered and burned in the fire, there is a, in Revelation, it talks about the angel gathering, getting ready. Burned in the fire, so it shall be in the end of this world. The Son of Man shall send forth his angels, and they shall gather out of his kingdom all things that offend and them that do iniquity. Oh, there's the rapture. It is. I'm going to mark that. Right here, I put, the wicked are taken, not the righteous. Book of Esdras is correct. That's in the part they took out of the King James Version, the Apocrypha. Well, no, it isn't either. It's not in the Apocrypha, but Enoch at one time was in the Bible. And shall cast them into a furnace of fire. There shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth. Then shall the righteous shine forth in the sun and the kingdom of their Father. Is that what Jesus is talking about, the kingdom? Who hath ears to hear, let him hear. It's all through here if you just know where to look. Anyway, it's so sad that our word has been so distorted that we can't even get it right. Okay, we'll stop there. Even though there's more to this, let me keep going. Let me finish this chapter, and then we'll go to the next thing. Again, the kingdom of heaven is likened to treasure hidden in a field, the which, when a man hath found, he hideth, and for joy thereof goeth and selleth all that he hath and buyeth that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is likened to a merchant man seeking goodly pearls, who, when he had found one pearl of great price, went and sold all he had and bought it. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a net that was cast into the sea and gathered of every kind, which, when it was full, they drew to shore and sat down and gathered the good into vessels, but cast the bad away. Rapture of the wicked. So shall it be at the end of the world, the angel shall come forth and sever the wicked from among the dross. I got that mixed up a while ago. I think it's Esdras that's in the Apocrypha that talks about the wicked being taken. That blessed are those that are left behind, is how it's put. Blessed are those that are left behind. Not Enoch. This was Esdras. And he shall cast them into the furnace of fire. There shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth. Jesus said to them, have you understood all these things? They say unto him, yea, Lord. All right. Do y'all understand? Say, yes, Carla.